Okay, the time is 6:17, and it's February 2024 Town Council.
So we can at least get the, and it's already 6:20, so why don't we take care of some of our early things here. So we want to check in and make sure we've got the recorder is happening.
Yep.
And the person recording is there. Hey. The date and start time is noted. Attendance is noted.
Yes.
Quorum or no quorum, because we definitely have all... I think we've got some of everybody here. And Carol is here with us on Zoom. She's kind of frozen. I don't know if she's... Oh, oh, late. Okay. Not that frozen. Okay. I'm hearing two different things.
So, I have a request.
There's only one person in the
system. It's easier for me if people who are not reps are not part of the ARC. People who move over on the other side of Josh.
I'm for support.
Oh, okay. Did you say you needed some introductions as to what the...
There are new reps here, okay, and so maybe even somebody who's joined another group, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Could each person speak to their...
I'm reference for Far East.
Pops.
So, Shalom.
Tina.
Heights.
Anthony.
Sorry, my bad.
Hey.
Flora.
Imaginary.
And then I'm repping for Wild West, and I'm a member of Shovel.
Okay.
NWK.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm switching back to Space Cadets.
Switching back to Space Cadets.
You're the rep?
Yes.
No, I'm just a member. I've been in Far East since we were...
Living in Far East.
Yeah.
Daryl. We have to get
Daryl.
Yeah. So you're not a rep.
Can you guys hear me?
Someone asked because there are people that we're not here last time. clearly as rep, so we just...
And you got a rep online.
Okay.
Hi, Daryl.
Hi. I have a request that there be no crosstalk. There's some distortion in the sound, and if more than one person is talking at a time, I can't hear it. And I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be saying now, except that I'm here, and I think we had 6 and 2 members at our meeting, Space Cadets.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a second.
Okay.
Do we want to just take a deep breath and relax into the fact that you're actually here? So, group participation numbers.
Starting with Far East, 4 plus 12. Shuttle, 8 plus 1.
Height, 10 plus 3.
Imaginary, 8, 2.
Wild West, 9 plus 1.
NWK, 10 plus 1.
And we had 6 plus 2.
Okay. That's recorded. First item, approval of the January 25th and February 1st minutes.
Our decision about no formatting, formatting in the minutes, because is that okay if we talk about it for a second? I just find these long paragraphs really difficult, and we told Jasmine she couldn't use any formatting, but when somebody says, I have these three recommendations, it would be great if you could have bullet one, bullet two, or one, numeral one, numeral two, it would improve the ability to comprehend the information rather than a big old long paragraph with all of it smushed. So did we really say we wanted no formatting? Is that what we said?
Is this regarding notes?
Minutes.
Yeah, I can dig back through the data if you want, but yeah,
I think we did.
I mean, there were multiple statements to that effect, but there's not a lot of specificity there. So whatever you guys want to do is totally cool with me. I prefer a lot more formatting. But one of the things I noticed is when they were on bullet points, it made it longer. And everybody really didn't want them to be long.
Is this the same amount of information, just minus bullets?
It's the same amount of information, but harder to read.
I don't think that that's necessary.
We need any more input on that?
So is the request to add more formatting approved, or keep it the way it is, or?
Why don't we experiment? Try a little something, and let us react.
Good.
And then we can refine it from there.
So how do we feel about bolding and underlining the titles of the agenda items? Would that be helpful at least?
Just do some things.
Breaking things apart, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Historically, when it's been unclear about minutes, there's been problems. So I just want to be clear with you guys. Yeah. If you're telling me I can test it out,
how about we commit?
But we absolutely don't want you to have to do 100 revisions later.
How about we commit to responding respectfully, or maybe just hold our feedback to the March meeting?
That's what you said.
Are we good?
So no changes. Like these will be like normal, or I'll do some different stuff
for the February.
For the meetings,
they're giving you power to add some formatting, reasonable formatting.
Are you talking about the minutes going forward, or are you talking about the ones we're about to approve? Because it seems like we should approve them. We need to approve them the way they are.
Yes.
That's okay.
She wouldn't do any changing on it. People could respond, but she doesn't change until she does a new 7 minutes.
Right, okay.
So that she's not constantly churning.
So can we go for the, have a yay or nay on the approval of the January 25th minutes?
Yay.
Anybody having difficulty with them?
No.
So there was one thing, Daryl isn't say anything, but I know she
she's not moving either.
Daryl,
she's frozen.
She's moving.
She's just, okay.
Are you there, Daryl?
She's not moving much.
Well, I know she was going to talk about the inclusion of group concerns in minutes, but I don't know, Daryl, do you want to speak to that since we're on this topic?
I don't.
We have to be.
The only feedback I have, I guess I was going to talk about it in group concerns, and that is that group concerns are not included in the minutes. And I would like there to be, at the end of the minutes, to itemize what the group concerns are, because we don't know what anybody except our own group is concerned about. And frequently, our concerns don't rise to the point of someone putting in a proposal. And so I hate for to bring group concerns and then they just disappear. So if we could have them just listed briefly what the concern is at the end of the meetings, I would like that.
Okay, we approved the January 25th meetings. Did you see that? I guess everybody approved it.
It's a little hard to keep an eye on.
If you all keep an eye on it, Daryl, it's a little hard for me to see sometimes what's happening there. Okay, so approval of the February 1st minutes. Anybody disapprove? It's unanimously approved.
Yay.
Good to go. All right.
Are we deciding about the group concerns then?
Do we vote on that? I don't know.
Are you not including
it? Yeah, we previously decided not to.
I thought I read all the way to the minutes for this past time, and it said in there, not addressed, because we ran out of time.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that you
had more concerns.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been included.
Very briefly summarized, yeah.
Because basically there's been a huge movement to make these, like, by-the-book HOA minutes by several groups. And so the thing is, if I include group concerns, they will no longer be official by the book HOA notes. So I just want to make that very clear. But if it's important to people, then I say include it.
Yeah. If it wasn't included, then should we adjourn the meeting and then have like a collection of group concerns that we add as a separate document?
Sure.
In the spirit of following HOA law or whatever.
Whatever you guys think, really.
We could just collect them and publish them in the AC. Mm-hmm. Just as a second document, just submit them directly to Fox for the AC for publication in the next AC. These were the group concerns.
People agree with that as the way to proceed? I don't. Reps, so.
Well, then Jasmine will have to record them. Just
she can,
she can submit them directly, but she'll still have to leave.
But not as part of the minutes.
We're just adding
right.
To the job.
That's okay.
Okay. I don't think that, I mean, are we saying that group concerns aren't anything that town council is concerned about?
No.
We're saying that they are what we're concerned about. We want to make sure that they're recorded.
From the meetings that I facilitated, it seems like we get to the group concerns and they're just listed and nothing happens with
right.
them. So that having them as a list that people can see and be aware of would seem like a useful way. And then we can see if that's adequate. If that is adequate for you, Daryl, people would have access to them and can see what groups are thinking. And then if it comes to something that reps need to take care of, then it'll show up as a proposal or a report or something like that. Is that good?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, so
right.
I'll type them up and I'll send them out to who?
Okay, so probably the AC, but separate from the.
At my request, the wonderful agenda effort. Put numbers on the reports. Just hope that works for people. I think next time we'll say attachment number because I think it gets confusing. What number is this? The number of the item or is this the number of the attachment? But that was helpful to me. I'm hoping that's helpful to everybody else.
I don't know, to keep in mind, there's a person in my group who is hearing impaired, and they requested that I like hold up numbers so they can keep track of what's going on in the agenda. So just, yeah, that there's that's included.
So the point is that there are agenda item numbers and there are attachment numbers.
Okay.
In the future, attachment numbers will be called attachment numbers on them, so that we won't be confused about that, I hope. We're just always refining and making this ever so much better. Okay. All right, so...
tell me later.
Do any reps wish to discuss any of the reports? I'll take the numbers of them and we'll do them after the agenda items. I mean, after the
sure.
administrative items.
Sure. Our group has just a brief comment about the FBC report.
Okay. Well, so we'll
mine's number two. Yeah.
Number two.
So we
don't have
number two. Was that the only one?
Fourth.
Okay. So we'll talk some about the number two report, attachment. Is that the only one? Okay. All right. So let's start with administrative items.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me as my first meeting. Might I say, so we do have some items for the reports.
Well, when we get the reports, then let's do the administrative. The way they appear here.
Thank you.
Is at the top, but I think we really want to finish with one. It's really important. So we'll get one taken care of, and then we'll feel so much better.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so administrative items. So we're looking at the choosing of a coordinator. Fox, as I understand it, has a handout that she's made. Will you speak to that? You are the lead.
So I am unaware of what you're doing.
Yeah. So what I did was to take all six letters and resumes and do a very brief spreadsheet.
Okay.
And I have one to share, not to go over it right
okay.
now.
Okay, we weren't going to use this tonight. We weren't going to discuss the actual candidates.
Right, right. But I got that far and I thought I would at least share. I have some thoughts on it, but only if people want to hear about it.
Tina's going to take the lead on this.
Okay, how about we save it till the end of
yes.
me doing the housekeeping that we need to do on this?
Yep.
Okay, this discussion is basically a housekeeping task that the council needs to deal with because we do not have a nomination committee, which would have been wise. I would like to conduct all the housekeeping and then invite non-reps to contribute wisdom if they would like. Whatever calendar we decide, out of respect, we need to contact the candidates because this is seeming an endless process, with an update on the progress of interviews, voting, etc. The first item was to discuss and decide how to proceed with applications received. We've advertised closed acceptance of applications, and now we need to proceed with scheduling interviews, scheduling a call nomination meeting, and scheduling the voting period. As an ancillary, we need to decide if we will have that meet and greet prior to the interviews, and if we do have a meet and greet, we need to define the event. Our discussion can proceed efficiently, and then we can follow up with emails for areas that are going to take more thought. Some of this is going to take more thought. The item under that was about the typical duties that we fleshed out into a fuller manual-like job description to give them some kind of guide in their job. And I posed the question in the item that went out, when do reps want to give out the job description / manual that elaborates on the list of typical duties listed in the job announcement, before or after hiring? So if you think we should give it out reps before the hiring, raise your hand. Okay, so after hiring is when we're thinking we get that out.
Wait,
so what?
Did you understand the question?
No. We have a job description.
Question.
Right.
She said.
Yeah.
That's more elaborate than
just
the job announcement.
It's where we took Fox's typical list of jobs and we put under, well, what does that mean? That kind of thing. And the steps that you need to
do. Job announcement and a job description.
Yeah.
Right.
So what was the
question? I've been missing for a while. Could I get a copy of that?
Yes. We need to, just this week, y'all have looked in, so we do need to circulate everything to everyone. Yeah.
For Daryl's sake and everyone else's, if you'll be recognized if you want to speak so that we don't cross-speak, that would be helpful.
Okay. And we've been limping on four reps. We need full representation in the co-op.
Can you just repeat the question that you just asked? And
the question was,
I just missed the question. I don't know the answer.
The question was, when do we explain the job more fully to the candidate? Is that something we want the candidate to know before they're hired so that they can decide, you know, what that looks like, or after? And we pretty much decided after. It's very little different from, it's not different from what Fox said. It's just like, how do you do this? How do you do this job that's listed, that kind of thing? How do you help with elections? You know, how do you do that?
Okay.
But not, just to make it clear, not to make it more onerous. Because, as you had said, Cassie had difficulty taking on the bookkeeper job because there was no explanation of sort of...
We never wrote anything
down. She didn't have anything to refer to as a guide. So the next was, what is the process for deciding on interviewers, interviewees, and the schedule for the interviews? One of the questions that came up with in my group was, do fair human resources practices suggest that all applicants be interviewed? So what's your thinking? Do we need to interview all of them in order to be fair? Okay. What number of interview sessions are we thinking we're going to have? One,
were you able to see what Daryl's response to that was? I didn't know there.
Can she yell out her response?
Yes.
We didn't really talk about that. I had thought that we would probably want to look at the applications, and if there was anyone that we thought was really not qualified, we would not need to interview them. But if there was only one person, and that's just off the top of my head, that we thought was not qualified, then we might as well look at an interview each.
So, town council, then, how do you want to approach this winnowing? Do we meet together in a session and go through it? Then we need to set a date for a session to go over the... And we can do that tonight. I've got a calendar here for us to look at in a minute.
Does that have to be noticed to the community?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not a meeting.
It's really a nomination committee meeting. I don't know if that has to be noticed or not. We notice community center. We know this budget meetings.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing we would have to notice it.
Why not?
Okay. So we'll take care of that in a minute. What number of interview sessions? That's something we need to think about. We don't have to start on that right now. That's a thought we have to have. Who of the town council reps will do the interviewing? Two reps? Three reps? I know I don't have any EQ. It needs to be someone who has emotional intelligence to do it. I'm thinking of Daryl as being a good interviewer. But you get my drift. It needs to be someone from council who can make, I think, our interviewees feel comfortable. So that's just my thought. What's your thought? Do we have a volunteer?
Can we start with Fox and go around reps?
Yeah,
start
sure.
With you?
I figured I was on town council and I got me volunteers.
Okay. I'm going to write down Fox.
And Tina?
I'm going to attend, but I'm not going to ask questions.
Okay.
I have comments from my group for all of these questions. Does anybody else? I mean, my group talked about the process and had, so did yours, Daryl.
I understand that, but let's take what you got and shoot it.
All of it or just?
Just what's pertinent to this particular question of who's going to do the interviewing.
They assumed all of town council would, but I...
That sounds intimidating to me.
With the same questions for each person. Each person would have the same questions. We come up with however many questions we think we can determine, you know, whether the person, what they're about, and we ask the same questions to each person.
I understand that.
Yes.
That would be all seven town council members.
Yes.
Doesn't
right.
have to be. That's
we
okay
have
with
set
me.
Up questions
that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not attending, but I'm not going to be the person asking questions.
I mean, I would be happy to read some questions. I don't know if I have a whole bunch of insight to bring to it. I'm disarming.
You are disarming.
So I can do that.
All right.
Laura?
I mean, the part of the job is to manage this entire group.
So, I mean, that's they should be able to handle that. That's like, isn't that one of the main tasks?
We're just asking questions.
Meaning any of us should be able to handle it. Is that what you're
saying? Okay, thank you for asking for clarification. What I'm saying is that the duty of the MLC coordinator will be to manage meetings monthly that has a bunch of people
and point.
Firing at them.
Like, good point.
So they should, perhaps they should be tested in that regard.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming that all six of you are going to want to do it.
Josh,
how about you?
Yeah, I'm happy to participate. If I don't need to say anything, that's fine. If you want me to ask questions, that's fine too.
Okay, so there are six people who sound like they want to ask questions. Daryl.
I have one. I'm thinking that for personnel matters, we don't have to have everything open for everyone in the community to observe. And that for hiring decisions that we, and for interviewing, it seems like we could go into like an executive session to review all the applications and come up with our questions. And if members have other particular questions, we can put that in the mix. As far as interviewing, I think we should all be there, but I don't think we should just be slamming questions from every direction. I think there should be one person who asks most of the questions, and then maybe someone else could ask what sounds like a follow-up question, but plan ahead so that it's not an ad hoc interrogations sort of thing.
Erin?
So I'm just
hi, honey.
I'm just recapping. So of the people here, four offered to be participate and ask questions. Three said whichever or no. Right? Josh said sure if you need me. You said no. Daryl said she thinks less is better. And that everyone was willing to attend.
Okay, that's what it sounds like. All can or will attend, and then we have Fox, Anthony, Josh, and Lucia.
No, Fox, Anthony, Laura, and Lucia. Josh Laura. Said he would ask if we needed him to, but he was fine not asking.
I am flexible.
Okay, so we have Fox, Anthony, and Flora, possible interviewers. The rest of us observers. And we could develop these questions when we do the weeding of the resumes. So at that meeting, we do the weeding of the resumes, and we could develop the question list. Okay?
Judith wants to input, and I want a clarification from the reps on, because this is the reps process. Is this the time to have additional comments, or do you want comments at the end of your entire...
I have a question at the very end that says, if you've got something you want to say, now's your time.
So you prefer just reps?
I would like to get direct rep information right now so that we can move forward and not delay. This is lengthy, what I've got for us to go through.
I just wanted, as someone who has hired people frequently, normally what we do is we establish a list of questions that we ask everybody. Then at the end, they get to ask us questions, and we may have additional clarification things. That's how normally it's done in business.
So I appreciate your comments, and I think what she's asking is that if she can stay just with comments from reps, and if there's additional comments that you need to make at the end, that would be the time to do it for the sake of the process.
Well, if you've already decided, what's the point of my saying anything?
We haven't firmed anything up yet, Judith. We're just trying to work through and get to the end of these five sheets I've got.
Can we explore that question of whether we can actually meet, look at the resumes, and come up, whittle them down possibly, mm-hmm. some not qualified, and come up with questions without it being a community-posted meeting? And she said if it's a personnel committee that it's probably okay to close it. And it would certainly go faster if we did that.
My only question about that is in town council, we've had constant big brouhahas about meetings not being noticed. And that's my main thought about that.
Well, how about noticing it and but having it just the reps are talking?
Just the reps are talking sounds fine. And then others? People can, we can do the same thing, have comment at the end, anything you want to add,
okay,
you know, at the end. How's that sound? Okay, the next question is,
Flora.
I mean, if there's a community member who has exceptional expertise in this regard, in terms of like HR and interviewing people, I don't think they should be shut out, perhaps.
We're not shutting them out. We're just saying that we're never going to make it through this process if we don't get focused. That's my thing.
I would suggest I would suggest that people in your group that have HR expertise go to their group meet. I would suggest that experts in our groups go to their leader, their group rep, and give that advice directly to the group rep, and then they can represent those ideas.
That's the flow we're working on.
Okay.
Daryl raised the issue. It's my next question. Should this be should the interviews be open to the community? And I've heard mixed opinions.
Can we ask our legal person what her opinion is? Are we allowed to? When can we close session?
I'm not sure that there's a clear answer to that. In general, all our documents stress. I don't think it's an HOA answer. It's more, what's the spirit of our documents, which is transparency. So that's just my opinion of what MLC is all about, is transparency. That's just my opinion.
I think we should Zoom it, and people should be present, but they can't talk.
Excellent.
They could submit questions in advance during that other process, but not anything. Just be quiet and observe.
Questions from
Zoom only?
And we would have to do that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes.
We would have to do that.
Too many conversations.
We would have to do that with the MLC listserv then, because we're not going to have another AC or whatever maybe before.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So elicit questions from community with listserv. Hope I can keep up with this. Okay. So Zoom open, but no comment, and they submit their questions beforehand if we've got a pressing moment. Does that work for everybody so far? And all of this is mutable. Everything we're coming up with tonight is changeable if after you leave here, you go, I've had a second thought about that. But we just need to get some of these things nailed down. So where? Lounge or hall? And we don't have to decide that tonight, but we have to think about it.
Okay, honey.
Do people want to input on?
With lounge, with the technology, with the Zoom?
Okay.
Probably
the
place to do it.
In here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also the place where the job will be performed some of the time. So, yeah, it would be the actual environment.
So, the hall, not the lounge. Okay.
Yeah, the hall.
I like the hall.
Okay. And we would have to notice community 48 hours. I guess. Is it 48 hours before interviews and before the meeting to decide on the actual people to go forward and the resumes? I mean, and the questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, if you're going, 48 hours is from the HOA. If you're thinking of this as being a town council meeting rather than some kind of personnel something, then you actually have to let people talk too under the HOA. The same provision that says they have to have notice says they have a right to speak. You can limit when they speak or how long they speak, but members have a right to speak at all town council
meetings.
At
the end of the interviews?
At any town council meeting. So the question is, if it's a town council meeting, it needs to be noticed. Or if you're just doing it as sort of a hybrid.
This is MLT the nomination.
Thing,
we were thinking of this as the nomination committee meeting,
okay.
Not then, as a town council meeting.
Then there's no particular
right.
specific notice requirement.
And that's what we
48 call hours, whatever.
Okay.
And it's clear in our bylaws, I mean, it's clear that town council nominates and presents to the community the coordinator candidates.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. Now we're to the question.
sorry, just to recap.
Uh-huh.
So there's a nominations committee that's gonna meet.
It's gonna be the town council members.
Of the town council mm-hmm. members. And then there's going to be another interview session that is scheduled as well. Also,
yes.
Also made up of all town council members that are mm-hmm. leading. In both sessions, members of the community can attend,
mm-hmm.
But they're asked to give feedback to their group reps, not speak during the meeting.
Not to, while we're getting the business part of it done, they can hold off, and then at the very end, they could contribute. I don't know about the interviews, but at the meeting itself, we could have comment at the meeting.
I don't think you have to if you're calling a nominations committee and not town council.
Probably
it's
not.
Just
probably not.
I think it's just more of the
one, give everybody an opportunity
yes,
to speak,
courtesy,
but we have got to get through this.
Yeah.
God help us. Okay. The next question is about the meet and greet on March 1st. And this is sort of structured as an optional opportunity for applicants to come, especially those who are unfamiliar with our community, to get to meet us in a casual venue. If you would like to meet the community, here's an opportunity. And I know there's mixed feelings on this. I know it came up at your group, so let's just go around and see what the temperature is for having or not having the meet and greet. So, parties.
We wanted to streamline and go as quick as possible, and that doesn't seem to include a meet and greet.
Okay. My group has Rose, and we support her.
My group was opposed to a meet and greet. They thought it would be awkward for the candidates.
And Anthony?
Imaginary was against. Against.
Against
a meet and greet.
Okay.
So we supported the meet and greet. Do you want details regarding that?
No.
We're
just getting temperature.
No strong feelings.
No strong feelings. Who am I missing?
Daryl.
My group doesn't want to meet and greet because it would be really awkward for the candidates to be there sort of competing with one another.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 against. So it sounds like we're not going to have the meet and greet, and we'll see how that all affects the schedule in a minute when I hand off the calendar.
This might be a time to include one of my group's comments,
uh-huh.
which was, we shouldn't make this too intense for a 10-hour-a-week job. Meaning
you're right, yes. Yeah. I couldn't say more. Okay, so we need somebody who got their own thing. Okay. So decide the dates for reps to interview candidates. And I made a calendar for council members to glance at, so we can see how this looks. I apologize for paper, those of you who like devices.
Take one.
Yes. Take
one and
I've got one extra one in there.
I think you're going to need an extra one over here.
Okay. So looking at February, you see that we had the special town council meeting where we did the job description and got it into the AC on the 5th. And then we had the applicant deadline. We had the letters go in the AC on the 19th, and today is town council. One possibility, and that looks like the one we're going to be into now, we can start interviews as soon as we do that meeting that we need to schedule. So we need to do the schedule that narrows the pool down. We need to get that scheduled. Then we can do the interviews. If we could, I don't think we can do it in a week. The next AC goes out on the 4th. So I don't think we can get that meeting, the interviews, and the nomination meeting, and the elections committee organized in a week.
No.
So it looks like we're headed toward the number 2 AC deadline in voting, which is the 18th.
What? What?
On March.
Why is the AC, how is the AC involved with this?
It has to be announced in the AC.
Election.
Voting, the election has to be announced in the AC.
I see. Okay, got it.
Can we combine the nominating committee where you decide on the questions and weed out the the pool.
And nominate all at the same time?
No, no, no. Just that first meeting where you decide on the questions you're going to ask the candidate.
That's what she said.
We are.
We are doing that all in one
meeting. Well, she counted four, so I thought that was she separated.
Let's see. It's the meeting to go through the resumes and weed out candidates and develop the questions and schedule. Then it's the interviews themselves, and then it's the nomination meeting, and then it has to be shifted over to the elections committee to do the ballot and set and do the contacting of the AC to get the ballot and the voting period started. I know. Makes your brain explode.
It also has to go through town council.
Yeah. Does the ballot have to go through town council?
Then we would have to have a special meeting for that after.
Okay.
We would have to have a special meeting yet again after
that. Do we have to? Is that in our...
I don't know. Mo, do we have to have a meeting after the elections committee sets the ballot? I wouldn't think so.
Does MLC have to approve a ballot?
You have to approve the ballot. We could have a form of the ballot set up and just plug in the names later. You know, I mean, we could approve the ballot at the same time you're winnowing down the candidates.
Okay, let me put that on there. Go ahead, John.
We like flexibility on a lot of stuff. Can we have a special AC just for this? Like, maybe. I'll help.
I've never had that in the history.
Oh, but if you look at the early ACs, they are weekly, they are twice a day.
This only makes it, well. We follow through the calendar here. So the AC deadline that we're talking about right now for the voting ballot going out would be 18. March 18th. Setting up a 30-day under town council being distressed instead of 45 days to a 30-day voting period, that voting period would then end on the 17th of April. If we have a runoff, it would have to be re-announced in an AC. Am I right here? It would have to be re-announced in an AC. So the succeeding AC date would be the 29th of April. And if we have a runoff, it would run another 30 days, and we wouldn't have a coordinator hired until May 29th. That's with a runoff. Another choice would be, my group suggested the possibility of doing a ranked order election. If you had three candidates, possibly, do ranked order, and then possibly, with any luck at all, we could have maybe 50%, 50% plus one of the 50% plus one of the membership when we're done, the first time voting. So I throw out ranked choice voting as a possibility. But these are the dates we're looking at, and it's the number two dates, not the number one dates, because we can't possibly do that. Number one date. So, anyone have any comments on what kind of voting to choose? Laura?
I have a comment. I have a question. In the past, did TC decide who was on the ballot, or was it the committee?
Mm-hmm.
So town council.
Town council does.
Town council decides who's on the ballot. Okay.
So that means it has to be a meeting. My group wanted, is it okay to talk? Okay, my group wanted to whittle it down to, the town council should whittle it down to two or three people, since we are the ones that have to work with this person. And then, and the other point was, if you put all six on the ballot, someone could win with very few votes if you just didn't. So they were saying if no one got a clear majority, you're going to have a runoff.
Yeah, so that's why the rank order voting, you still have to have 50% plus one of the total whatever. So, but the fewer candidates, the more likely that could come back.
Well, we would, I think our group would prefer not rank order.
Not rank order.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Laura's got a hand up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, also, we just got that in Wild West, and they preferred no rank
order. Not rank ordering. So it sounds like we don't really have a heart for rank ordering. And I don't want to make the elections committee crazy.
I think it would make them crazy.
Yeah. You know, they would make them crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Mezon.
Mezon.
Everybody on the same page.
Lucia.
Is it elections policy that says that the ballot has to be in the AC?
Procedure?
Yes, policy. Yeah. It says that's the start of voting
policy.
Period.
Because it's not required by our governing document.
No, it's just required by policy.
When the ballot is approved, because you said that you could approve the ballot without the actual names of the candidates.
Right,
the format. So when town council approves the format, I thought the question was, are we ready to put this to a vote, or is this ready to go to ballot? That's what, like, we send to the membership.
Right, I don't think the technical approving of the form of the ballot is really that important.
Because we could technically already did that when we asked our groups, are you ready to elect
the form? I'm just going to roll it into that first meeting. Right. Don't you think we could just roll it into that first meeting? Could be,
yeah,
like, four things to do there or something.
Yeah.
So then we'd be at the 18th, put it in the AC on the 18th, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And
we go and run it the first 30 days, and if we have three candidates, it's possible we won't have a 50 plus one.
So
if we have two candidates, then we could have a higher potential. Well, I don't know how else it would be unless we have people just abstaining. I don't know why they do that.
It's going to be a matter of getting them to vote.
Twice, maybe. Oh my gosh. We'll change the
voice.
So, that sounds like we've cleared up enough to go forward to this next meeting, which we then need to schedule. So, today is the 22nd. We have 1, 2, 3 weeks between now and when we need to get the ballot into the AC on the 18th. And we need to schedule three things. We need to schedule that initial meeting, then the interviews, and then the nomination meeting before we turn it over to the elections committee.
So could everybody meet on Sunday to do the first meeting? Anybody out of town?
It would have to be late,
afternoon or something.
For you, what?
Five or so?
Like 5 o'clock?
5:30?
After 3.
I'm
going to be in Panama City. I don't know.
My schedule is flexible for the most part.
I don't want to go too late. 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Which Sunday? The 24th?
It's in
the
24th. Mm-hmm.
That's what we were saying.
In that very absolutely.
Well,
I'm flexible for that.
March 24th,
you say? Jasmine has a question? Or
it's February 25th.
Oh, would Jasmine be attending this meeting? Jasmine is asking a question whether she would be attending that meeting.
No, she doesn't need
to. No, you don't need to come. I think we'll muddle through without. It doesn't get recorded and published anywhere.
The community doesn't want notes in that regard, I guess. Is that what we just
said? Well, we can take notes. I mean, we'll definitely be writing stuff down.
Minutes. I'm sorry, there's a difference between minutes.
But they won't be published anywhere.
No.
They won't be published in the.
I mean, they'll know what we've determined.
So they could be like available.
How are we going to know if you don't write anything down? So they're going to write the questions down. They're going to write the candidates that are going to be interviewed, and they're going to write the dates for the interviews.
Yeah.
This is going to be, you know, personal. We're going to be talking about people personally, so there would not be.
You're concerned about confidentiality regarding the applicant's application.
But we'll have actions and decisions that will come out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll write that.
Let's be careful. We're getting lots of voices at the same time. Not helpful
for Daryl.
Okay. So the time on Sunday.
How many times have I done that?
4 o'clock.
Anthony can't
come.
It's
4. 5 o'clock.
He can absolutely come at 4.
4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay. Josh. 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Flora, 4 o'clock?
Yes, Sunday.
Fox, 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, where? Lounge? It has to be a lounge, it can't be in here.
Yeah.
Do we notice this meeting?
If it's like a...
I'll post something at the mailbox.
We're noticing it, right, but they can't talk.
No,
we decided.
Yeah.
I think it should be closed because we're going to be talking about all these people.
But everyone's read the resume.
Yeah, but what about, okay.
There's like, if you're...
Personnel discussions are usually confidential.
Okay.
Just saying.
So, not post. Not post okay with everybody.
Not post. Can you post it and have it be a closed meeting?
I suppose so. Well, why would you post it though if it's closed?
That's just me. I don't think people care. I think people just want to get it done.
Get it done.
Okay, 4 p.m. lounge, and that'll be our nominations committee.
If it's a meeting of town council members, wouldn't it be a town council meeting?
No.
It's a nominating.
Okay.
Which we should have had to begin with and gave them to somebody else and let them do it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. Anyway, moving on from the nomination committee, we'll set up the interview times and such, and we'll also set up the meeting time that we're going to close, that'll be posted. Okay, I got it. All right. Any questions?
Are you taking comments from the...
Yes, that's my last question. Does anyone have anything they would like to add to the discussion?
Thank you, Tina, for doing this.
I was just going to observe, thank you, Tina, for being so
annoying
about this. Yeah. very efficient. But I want to urge y'all to act quickly because this elongated period of time, people got lives.
I know, that's what I was thinking today.
Yeah, they're going to get another jobs in the meantime.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you vote? You pick a candidate and they're like, we don't want this job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
One person at a time.
Well, that's why we need to.
One voice at a time, yeah.
We need to get that letter out to them. I need to get the email addresses and we need to get a letter out to those candidates and apprise them of our calendar. So they can let us know if this works for them.
Can we pick a time that we're going to do interviews right now and then we could let them know immediately?
We could.
But we might not do all six of them.
Yeah, we don't know who we're going to interview yet.
So well, we can say to them, we are having a meeting and we're going to narrow the number of candidates. And then those that make that cut will be interviewed on the date.
Mm-hmm. Or I could wait till Sunday to send this out.
That's sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to wait till Sunday.
You send one that says, thanks for your interest, no thanks, and then one that says, join us for the interview.
Okay.
We're getting additional comments from...
Okay, any other?
I'm somewhat concerned about HR privacy. The idea that everybody would show up for an interview seems to be not necessarily a good idea. I don't know, because I know when I've interviewed people, personal things come out about their health, and I'm not sure that's appropriate for everybody to hear.
Well, it's one at a time. We have to interview the applicants one at a time.
She's saying for the community.
Even at the committee?
I'm suggesting the community being in on interviews is not a good idea.
Okay. I mean, if you can do it, it's not like it's unethical or illegal. I mean, it's just based on what this group decides.
Okay, well.
Well.
I mean, I don't like private meetings either. But
the problem is, if the community has to vote on the people, especially no meet and greet, they're just reading applications. How do they know to vote unless people are really interested, ought to be able to watch the interview?
Why don't we have a meet and greet after they've been nominated?
It stretches out the timeline. We need a coordinator.
I think we have the same objection, that it's too intense for the candidate.
I see Flora and then the box.
My group suggested inviting the candidates to participate in our karaoke night. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Good.
Also, they wondered if a candidate should have to attend a TC meeting.
I see Fox and then jump off. Fox?
Go ahead with her first.
So, can the community people just watch through Zoom? So that not in the face of the candidate.
Mm. I mean,
That seems reasonable to me.
It's actually that. I mean, it's a more. I mean, you don't know where who's watching on the Zoom. Then, as a person being interviewed on Zoom, that would be even more intimidating. You have all these black screens. You don't know who's over there, who's watching. Maybe you just ask the person who set them up and say, "This is what David is going to be like."
I do have my question back. In terms of the community not knowing the applicants, it is town council's responsibility to nominate them and probably do maybe a picture and a blurb that's from us, not something that's off their detailed resume, to say these are the nominees we're presenting.
Brief.
So brief, but might help some people.
In an AC,
mm-hmm.
when we put out the ballot.
Well, yeah.
I think that the community being present when we are interviewing the applicants is not a problem, and it's very difficult by Zoom to get a sense of someone. You know what I mean? And like we're saying that, like Mo said, that's a good point. But that's the only point. The time they're gonna read this, but the only time they get to see the person is during our interviews. So I think it should be open to the community. Not for them to speak, but for them to observe.
Are there other people wanting to speak to any of this? Do you have everything you need?
I think we're ready to go forward.
I mean, it might be a good idea to
set the date for the interview?
Just for the group here to make sure that they have blocked out some time.
Or we can do it at that meeting on Sunday. People can think about it between now and then. Get their calendar straight. Is that okay?
I think yes. I was just suggesting.
Yeah. I think rather than try to sync our calendars right now, when you come Sunday, be prepared to sync your calendar so that we can come up with a date that all of us can be there for the interview if we want to be there. Flora?
Did we decide that the interview for candidates would be broadcasted by Zoom? That's a yes?
Yes. Yes, broadcast
and
no comments.
Great. Okay, broadcast, no comments. Great.
I will draft some letters and send them out to council, the yes and no letters that go out Sunday night. And please help me get them straight. The yes or no letters that somebody suggested was a really good idea.
Yeah, Aaron, but I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for your interest.
Daryl, did you have something you were trying to say?
But you probably touched the
board. Daryl, did you have something you were trying to say? Somebody said they thought that you saw your hand up.
I did a while ago, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
Sorry, Daryl.
Okay, so are we finished with item one?
Just to be really clear, because I like to stay in the loop with everything. So is this only going to be reps? This is only reps attending this Sunday meeting?
Yes. Okay. Are we done with one? Yes. Number two was withdrawn, but Fox has something that she wishes to speak to.
Just very briefly, if I may. First, that Far East did elect me. I am officially the Far East rep. Based on some feedback in Far East as well as some other groups, we did decide to withdraw our request for a waiver for Josh to be our alternate. I thank him very, very much for stepping up and for helping me. We are looking for a Far East member to be an alternate. I have not got a commitment yet. I have lovely offers from both Mo and Rose to be Far East alternates. If needed, since they don't cover for their groups, we would not need a waiver for that. So hopefully by next month I'll have more information on a Far East alternate.
Any comments or questions
to that. Can we go on to three? So we're at 7:15, 7:16. So just saying we want to be as efficient as we can about appointing officers. MLC officers need to be appointed or reappointed before May 1st, report to the Department of State. Delay until after March HOA workshop. Since there's no urgency, we can start. I'll start the different version this time and get back to you.
Yes,
for the delay.
Yes, delay. One person didn't like it, but the rest were fine.
We postpone we support the postponement, but there is one member that just has a concern with the fact that we have officers right now that are listed that are no longer serving and in leadership roles and that have not been elected to or are not on staff that are in those roles. Well, that was a concern.
We voted for delay or filing the list we have and then resubmitting later, but apparently there might be a fee for that and that we don't want to miss the deadline. Yes, delay.
Yes, delay.
Daryl?
We went along with that. Personally, I agree with what Anthony said, but it doesn't seem to make that much practical difference at the moment, so we can wait.
Fox?
Wait.
Okay. We're ready to go. Any comments, further comments? We're ready for number four. Recommendation from the Financial Planning Committee. Gary's.
I'll come stand over here or come sit over here so hopefully Daryl can see me or hear me. Better. Financial planning at its last meeting put together finalized their work plan, and one of those was to generate a recommendation to you all for your consideration to take two actions this fiscal year, and that was to consider. And it was proposed in hopes that this would enhance our ability to manage our finances. And if I had it to do over again, I would have written up the proposal to say finance committee rather than budget committee. So establish this committee that would consist of the folks that we name here, but not to be limited to that, but there could be some other folks that are other representatives that would be on there, and I'll have something to say about that. And the purpose of the committee, we have an ad hoc committee that forms itself in the fall and then disbands. And the intent would be that this committee would be standing, what I would call a standing committee, so that it could meet throughout the year, maybe quarterly, that could be decided. And they would look to you to see what kind of information that you want, what kind of reports that you would like to see, and then to also provide a budget workshop for you prior to the budget development in September, to provide the context of our finances for you to have when we were considering budget proposals. And it describes a little bit about what the analysis, what the purpose of the workshop would be. And then of course, and I think I wrote, yeah, the workshop process, but I think we could say the committee itself also could be evaluated after. I said 5 years, you could certainly do that at some other increment of time if you desire to see, is this helpful, is this working, and you want to continue it. I will say, just as a little bit of background, I did reach out after this was submitted, just because of the time frame of sending things in ahead of time. I didn't get this done beforehand. I reached out to the representatives from the Community Center Committee, and I reached out to Linda Deaton, since she's been very involved in the budget, ad hoc budget committee for many years, to get their input. And I talked to a couple town council members, got reasonably good support, I think, or thought that the idea was worth exploring anyway. And so there you go. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have to help you decide.
Can we go down? test the waters here and start with Tina?
Yes. Or a yes.
My
yes.
group is a yes.
Okay.
We like it.
My group is a yes. We're in favor. We thought that we wanted to make sure that people that are responsible for a budget are also included, like the community center, the alternate current stewardship, that they should participate.
That's very similar to the comments that we had. You know, just making sure that all the people that are involved with ordering and are responsible for all the different things, that they are involved in this process. I apologize, I don't know exactly what all these comments mean, but a member of the FPC already serves on the budget committee and has for the last several years.
That was Linda's comment when I talked with her.
Sure, and I feel like you probably already have some.
Yeah, that's that ad hoc committee as opposed to the standing committee, but that
okay,
was.
Okay, and then we just,
Okay, thank you.
Laura? We decided, we said yes on almost everything. We said for the first bullet point, this is dark circle, add MLC member that is not one of those represented on the list, possibly a rotating person. Add somebody who's not, add an MLC member that is not one of those represented on the list, possibly a rotating person.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Develop and reporting, yes. Whole budget workshop, Intent, yes. Workshop, yes. Other comments were appointments should be selected once per year, but it's not like term limited, like the same person can sort of be selected. Groups should review who are the officers and approve them. What is the leadership review evaluation process / duration? Not the individual person, but more about the process, the outcomes. And someone suggesting listing with the presented budget who are the officers.
I think there's some misunderstanding there. There are no officers. That's really helpful, though. There's that shows the need for some education around the issue, doesn't it? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we going back up to Anthony for a second?
I apologize. I just know that there was one thing that my group said that I missed out on. There was the biggest thing was that they would just like to emphasize a two meetings. The committee should begin with its work in September and get the first draft ready. Have a TC meeting, and then after that next meeting, members should take the consideration back to their group, and then a following meeting to hash all that out.
You're talking about the preparation of the annual budget.
Yes. Okay.
Josh?
NWK is in favor. Thanks, Jerry. You're awesome.
Daryl?
My group did not want another standing committee. They thought that the financial planning committee, they're all in favor of the financial planning committee being more involved in the budget process. We didn't talk about a workshop, which I assume would be like an educational sort of thing for town council. But they really didn't want any other standing committees. And one person made the comment that there's already a budget committee, but I probably should have spoken up and mentioned that it's sort of an ad hoc committee, which I don't think I did. So I guess what we want is, well, there was one overriding thing, and that is to keep the principal of the investment fund from being frittered away, and to make sure that through the communicating to the community, that the community members understand the difference between the income come from the investment fund and the body of the investment fund. So I guess that's sort of a, we like that you're thinking a lot, but we don't want another committee.
Amanda Fox.
So Far East appreciates the volunteers on FPC, particularly ours, Paul Peacock. And generally, we think y'all put a lot more thought into this than most of us do.
So was that,
I'll say that's a yes.
Okay. I'd like to
Just a second, do we get Tina? Did I start with you?
Yeah, I think it passed. I think there was one.
Could I comment, please?
We can ask for comments from the.
I did not understand that this was going to, whether this was going to replace the ad hoc committee.
Yes. No, I don't think so. I think the idea is that the ad hoc committee would be folded into and become part of this committee. It would basically take they would be incorporated into this committee, and the finance, that's why I said I wish I had called it finance, would meet throughout the year to help monitor and manage the budget. But the folks that are on the ad hoc committee would be involved, and anybody in the community can be involved in the budget development process.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what our group understood from this proposal.
So
maybe some clarification on this might be.
So when I spoke, I reached out to Linda, as I said, who's been a big involved in very involved in the ad hoc command, and she said, well, it would be really important to make sure that you include all those people, because we specified a few people. We said not to be limited to. So the idea would that be expanded to whomever in the ad hoc committee wanted to serve.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I might not have explained.
My other comment is that we have a lot of untrained town council members right now, and there's a lot of requests in this meeting for changes in how we do things, and people are having to vote on them with not a lot of experience. And I am not sure.
It seems like this is another topic.
No, this has to do with this, is that they want to change how we do things.
Who are you talking about, they?
Your proposal and a couple of others are suggesting changes, and we have a new council, some of whom have not had experience before, and I think that there's too much being requested to change. We've had 2 and 3 hour meetings lately.
Okay, well, and part of the problem is that we need to keep moving, so.
Or we need to not.
But this is like another, kind of a more complicated thing that maybe needs to be discussed in some other, I'm not sure how this would come up as a discussion point, but we need to focus on where this is going. Is this going,
Judith, just to answer that real quickly, I think, Judith, this was actually spurred from the idea of helping town council have more financial information and be able to understand what's going on. I don't want to get into a long discussion about your
business. No, I understand your intent. Just saying that in general, there's too much that town council is considering to changing
Are you, where are we at then?
What I took was that it passed, and that we would go ahead and reach out to the ad hoc committee and the other committee members and see if we could schedule something and move forward with that. And I think one of the first items would be to come to y'all and ask you what sort of budget reports and information would be useful for you, because some of the reports that we get, you know, the accounting reports are sometimes a little hard to digest.
Okay, so we wrap this item up?
Yes.
We're good. Okay, so the next item, agenda item 6 is...
This is us again. Amount remaining in the 2023 private budget you see there, the amount allocated for 2024 is actually $7,000 is available. The end of the recording, that's Kathy's comment. So I think you have a couple of proposals out of that would be out of that 7,000, but I don't know that you're making those discussions or those decisions today. Are you or not?
Do we need to
funds? Do you want our recommendation or information from us? I can provide it when you do.
Do the groups have feedback on agenda item number 5?
I have group feedback. Yes.
I'm sorry, I think we're starting with Lucia. We're almost done.
I just wanted to say, too, that Cassie had a family emergency. She brought the report. But she said she was available by phone to answer questions, anybody that had a question. And then in terms of this, we were in favor of moving the money to the investment fund and would to put in projects and thought that the fire safety project should be one of the projects.
Anthony?
So our group wanted the unspent road budget funds to be spent on future road budget projects. Should go back into the road. And then if there is surplus that it shouldn't, I don't necessarily understand, but if there is surplus that it shouldn't be announced until after the funds have been like applied for. And then also all requests should require matching funds.
Do you want Jean and I to?
And then so if Aaron would like to add context, that we can ask. Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
This is for the with the surplus. They
yes.
said, so to not like up here, it says that there's like this amount that's available, but it could be this amount. But instead, to just if a proposal comes forward requesting investment funds, that's when the amount would then be clarified or announced.
But
you know what? We're representing the group feedback, so I don't.
Just like not announce the amount of money that's out there. Just like
a moving target, maybe.
If you propose it, then we can be like, hey, there's this extra money here. I don't know.
Let us say that
there's $3,000 left. That's what Kat's looking at. Okay. Just so you know. $3,000 left to clarify. In the assessment budget, December 31st.
Sorry about the imaginary comments.
Place them in the investment fund. Check.
NWK in favor.
Fox?
Daryl? I'm next. What we said is that we agree the road funds. Any surplus in the road fund should be kept for roads for a following year because we never know how much gravel is going to be needed. And we don't want to have a rule started that says any leftover funds immediately go into the investment fund. We think each year that we should look at and see what might be needed, how much it is, and make a conscious decision about what to do with any surplus funds.
Year by year.
And generally, it would go into projects, and the investment fund would be overseeing it until it's time to spend it. But as if we read this, it was kind of let's take it out of surplus, put it into general projects, and like this year we have leftover road money in two different categories, and our group wants that road money to be kept earmarked for roads, and then there's a later project for the fire safety and access, and maybe at some point in the year some of that money might be needed to cut trees, but we'll address that when the time comes.
Fox?
Barney said this topic was confusing. If the question is whether the assessment surplus should be available for projects, or is this mixed? Some feel strongly the assessment surplus should, as we feel FPC recommends, roll over into the investment fund principal. Others support adding it to the project section of the investment fund. So it's a mixed answer, which usually comes out as a no.
The intent.
Shuttle group is a no. It was suggested that collected unspent assessment money should be kept in the assessment budget for one additional year. Unspent assessment dollars would remain in the original assessment budget line item. Those unspent dollars would be left there in addition to the regular budget amount for the item. During the year, that's the road stuff y'all come up. During the year, the dollars could be used in that category or at the discretion of town council. Unspent monies could be moved to other line items within the regular budget that become depleted. Those unspent monies that would remain at the end of the carryover year could be counted as income in that second year during the planning of the next budget assessment budget, and that way perhaps lower or keep lower the assessments for that coming year, if you understand what I just said.
So could I ask a question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So was that comment directed at both the remaining funds in the assessment budget, but what about the road
all
of those
road
monies?
Assessments.
Okay. I just would
or
like
you mean the special road assessment?
Yeah. Those comments apply to that also?
Well, I don't know. This has to do with the regular assessment, but we didn't address the special road assessment money that's left over from the special assessment, which is mostly coming out of the investment fund. And I gave Rob a list of what wasn't done on that special road assessment.
Given the amount of time that we have and how much more we still have to cover, it seems like there's a lot of wobbles in here on people's sense of what's happening. Can this come back again and get be worked on some more or something?
Well, how many groups were in favor? Our group was.
Just placing in the investment fund in favor? Yes.
But the glitch that we had sounded a lot like what Daryl was saying as I was hearing it. So it seems.
We've got two notes under here.
Yeah, so.
We were in that.
Okay.
So.
Can I just suggest this is a perfect example of something that group might address and come to you with some suggested practices. I don't know what the accounting practices and tax implications and all that kind of stuff are for reserve funds, and I'm not an accountant. So that, to me, is something we should address with Elizabeth, our accountant.
Well, since you now have this new committee, are you saying that you're going to take on this?
Well, I'm just saying it's just an example.
But it's an example that we're looking for an answer right now as to what's the next step with this.
Yes.
So is the next step that that this will be formatted?
I'm happy to talk to Cassie and see if you want to.
If you can go that way.
I would just like to point out and make sure it's in the minutes that if we do what you proposed, okay, leave it in the same line item for another year, that we will have this year $14,000 in roads, and there is no way we will spend it.
Yeah, we need to hire someone to do the roads outside the community.
I understand.
Through that money.
But if we put it in the investment fund, it will
make
money.
Can we not discuss whether this particular...
I just wanted to point
out. No, I know. There's tons of things we could point out here. But,
money in the room.
I'm pointing out our time issue, and what I'm thinking. Do people feel comfortable that we've tossed this over to a new committee? That Jerry's got something on it to come up with something by next month that would get people.
Well, not on like the specifics of how you spend it, but whether how the.
Tease out the issues more clearly, and
of whether if we can keep it in a reserve account. If you can roll that forward, what's the mechanics?
Can I ask just a clarifying question in regards to funds collected by an HOA, and that the funds collected in the budget? Is there any restrictions? Because this amount of money was collected under the guide isn't the right word, but
based on, you know, these were our assessments that were provided, that we gave in, and now the leftover money that wasn't spent is now going to be put into the investment fund. Is there something, I feel like I remember some rules about how we manage this money in compared to the money that we earn from investments.
Yeah, I remember something too that I don't remember.
Are these things we can solve tonight? I mean, just to say, I think we really need to move forward.
Yeah. Go ahead and move forward, but that's the exact kind of issue that
she asked a question about this, please.
I was just going to make a motion. I think we're declined on 5. Can we just go ahead to the next item? I know we have more to talk about, but.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Does everybody else appreciate that?
Mm-hmm. Is there any other financial stuff that's going to be before the town council that you need us for?
7.
Six is in kind of a non-starter at this point. So I'm not going to say that I haven't looked at it at all. I've definitely looked through it. And
but good, please. Have you got something for this item, or are we?
Yes, he's talking about rentals.
Number 6.
So unfortunately, the rental list has not been kept to the standards that it seems like it should have been. So it's a bigger job, even though I absolutely should have had it done by now. It is not the little job that I thought it was going to be, and so it needs some work.
Mm-hmm. So we'll proceed with that for next month.
Thank you.
Do you have something else that has
to be done? My group had a comment. Why are we doing this if we can't change this fee? Can this just be eliminated?
Well, it's still nice to have the
information. No, it's you're up.
I want to manage
your fees anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my group says.
Are you talking about the
rental?
We're talking about the rentals.
Number 6.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? It's part of our procedures in regards to
And then can this be eliminated? But no, because
no,
it's part of
it's just for the information for the neighbors that are living next to people.
It says in our government documents, town council approves rentals.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other? We're trying to move really briskly. Does anybody else have any other comments? May we move on to number 7?
Yes.
The updated FPC charter, Jerry.
This is just if you have questions. It's just updating the document from 2014.
Can people give their direction, their questions directly to you, or do they need to express them now in the meeting?
I guess it depends on the nature of the question.
Reps, do you want
to? I'm good talking directly to Jerry.
Yep,
sure.
I'm good.
For this time,
thank you, Jerry.
The committee members are here.
Well, all of them, right?
And all of them.
Okay. So we're good to move on to number 8. This is the purchase of property. Can we agree? Is anybody in favor of this property?
No.
Going through the reps. Fox reps. Anybody got anything positive to say about this? Okay. Sorry. We declined to do anything to purchase this property. Change in the interest charge on arrears. Does any group have questions? Do we need to? Is this anything we need to have questions? Okay, so let's see. We're starting with Anthony this month.
Our group just requested to publish the update in the AC.
Okay.
I'm aware of that one.
Okay.
Can the questions go to Cassie, or do they need to be? Are we needing to put them forth here?
The list of questions is probably important so that people understand what other people are thinking, but I could be wrong about that.
We discuss this every year, so.
Well,
our group was wondering, is 9% required? Can we change the policy to a lower interest rate? Is the current policy to charge the maximum rate, which is decided by the state? Why be bound by the state? Can the interest be waived or waived for a certain period? Perhaps a hardship waiver that you don't necessarily have to provide details, your personal details. Maybe charge interest if there's no progress regarding arranging and following through with a payment plan.
Okay, yeah, can folks simply ask for a hardship extension to have a late payment that is interest-free? And there's a lot of appreciation for Rose in this regard all around in our group, your participation in others.
We don't apply it until 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good, that's good, so I can go back with that.
I see you.
Yeah. There's some kind of official thing out there in the ether that this is tied to. And that it's just a kind of pro forma thing that we do every year. So, Flora, we've beat this to death several times because of those same questions. Well, can we adjust it? And we can't because of either some paperwork or there's something.
So here comes Rose is going to speak to this. Oh,
great.
I'm sorry. I'm calling on Rose.
I've been working with this since, 2013 and before. And we have never had an interest rate at 9%. I mean, this is just, it's outrageous. And at times, the percentage, the interest rate was really high. And council said, we are not in the banking business, and we are not going to charge our people who are in financial distress the maximum. Even though it says that, but some years the maximum is fine. It's only 4%. 3%, and that's what we've charged, but this is not.
So you want to knock it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
My group would like to, too, and I think it's the maximum allowable.
But that wasn't the question here. So the groups didn't collect, the group reps didn't collect information about would you like to lower the interest. So if that were the case, then we should have it go back to March.
Good point.
Yeah.
We haven't done all the groups yet.
Okay. Sorry.
Where are we?
I don't know. It should be Fox first, I guess. Sorry.
I think I lost the track of that.
Is it
the
9%?
Yeah, we're okay with it in favor. No. We don't go over here, so.
Yeah. Okay. Daryl?
Okay. Our group is definitely against the 9% and believes that town council, even if it's in our policy, we can change it for right now and make the rate for this year the same as last year. And we acknowledge that people who are on a payment plan are not subject to interest, but nevertheless, we don't want any 9%. And we suspect that this policy was put in when interest rates were low, and they're not low now. So roll it back.
Okay, so Far East was also very much concerned that we went to 9.09 from 5.52, and it is tied to the Florida statute. That's how we get that number. It's my assumption that the only way we can change this really is to change the policy.
Mm-hmm.
So my group concern, which we're not there yet, but it fits here, is to let me know if there's enough interest in the community to work on a policy change.
I plan to submit in March a policy change, working on with Rose.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Okay.
But all that
doesn't answer that.
It is what it is.
Right now, that's what the policy says.
So, spanning from the agenda item, there's nothing to follow up here. The follow up was, does anybody have any questions?
Okay.
Questions are, can we not do
policy?
This? And so, in response,
yes.
It is. Right.
So, we did the
members will be.
I just want to confirm that, that there would be that somebody is proposing the policy and that somebody's taking charge of that. Is that what Rose
yes.
said?
Yes,
Mo said yes.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Any other comments, questions on that one? Okay. Let's see. Now we're on to the Zoom account. A volunteer needed to set up a new account. Decide who will do this.
Cassie's done it.
This is 11. Spring Fest and Easter, and it's just the time, the Spring Fest, April 6th. 31st, any volunteers? Is this something we need to discuss?
Can your email
so we do
out?
The list? Or people
so who's taking the lead on
who's
it?
The lead?
Rob is the lead on Spring Fest, but who's the lead on Easter? I mean, it's usually CZ and I do the part of it, so. Can you tell me the names of the people that,
did
or email
anybody,
me the names of the people who volunteered in your group?
Okay.
Or tell me now.
You know my group, right?
Okay.
good with that.
Well, do people have volunteers? Oh, okay, we'll just tell you directly.
So our group was supposed to contact the organizing person, so it's not to me.
So, are we ready to do old business? We're at 7, not quite, 7:51. Maybe people want to stand up for a second and just shake.
Okay.
10
seconds of shaking.
All right, so we are now looking at old business.
We need a special room for that.
The transition.
Whoa.
The sitting to standing.
Usually,
how would it
move?
I don't think
it did. Half of one actually
has. You only have half a second, man.
Back to business.
Okay. I know we'd love to quit, but we're just gonna keep going here.
Oh,
we didn't do reports, as I was just reminded. Do people have things that are required, when they request me to talk about
We didn't go over the land management.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm so sorry then. Yes. Old business. Thank you.
Well, that's before old business, but just pointing out, before you even have your report, your comments on this, old business or new business, I don't know how long you all want to go tonight, I guess is the question, because we have a half an hour, and we'd be at 2 hours. So, just saying.
I don't think it'll take long.
What?
I don't think it'll take long.
We'll see. Okay, so, we're looking at reporting number one. Yeah, attachment number one on the, this doesn't really require anything. Article. Nobody on one.
Yeah,
one, you have something on one.
Obtain legal advice to ensure the document doesn't violate CNRs or Florida HOA. That was the problem.
Okay. Anyone else on number one?
What was number one?
Number one is Article 5 Core Working Group Report.
Oh, we're on the reports now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's why I'm hoping people would know we've got, I mean, a couple people identified things at the beginning. Do we really need to go over every report? If you want to, we can. But it seemed like this one
Worst feedback was for number two, land management. Okay. Okay.
It was number one, Article 5, 4.
Oh, Article 5, make sure. Okay, number two, land management.
Concerning the land management report, Karen Rose wanted people to know that the treasurer's report does not include the infusion of money that was received because of the grant, and the land management report does include that information. It was $908.45.
I know what she's referring to.
Bookkeeper's report, and anybody have feedback on the bookkeeper report?
Is that number three? Bookkeeper's report. No, thank you for clarifying.
I'm on the FPC.
Feedback on number four, FPC report.
RFMLC, treasurer report. Is that it?
Financial planning?
That's what I
thought. Yeah.
I thought we agreed to give it to us directly.
We did.
Yes.
So, okay. Do I still get it? Okay. Did we reinvest the earnings in whatever new CD they put the funds in? I'm sorry. What was the community's earnings? Did we reinvest these earnings in the CD that they put their funds in? Requests that
were. You want us to answer them?
No.
At this moment?
I could answer them, but go ahead.
Requests that unused funds from previously approved projects using the investment fund be rolled back into the investment fund.
FPC report, four items. Want to know the revisions before voting on it. No, unless we get more info. What is the procedure for formulating or okaying the revisions? And we want strike through and underline.
Is that for the report or the charter?
FPC.
Charter. Okay. And then feedback on the treasurer's report?
There was a lot of, there were some mystery numbers in there that didn't make sense. One of them you just clarified and made it look like there was a huge cost overrun in land management project, and there really isn't, because the grant wasn't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so people said, some of these don't make sense.
Any other feedback on reports?
what are the notices for arrears, but I think we did maybe cover that. And then Judith did volunteer to help contact people for reminders of arrears if that was, people were interested in having.
Judith Thompson or Judith Vaughn? Tom Vaughn.
So the 908 is taken care of.
All right, that's it. Report was done. Well, Darryl, did you make it all done? And there's encourage your group members to get to the people who are submitting the report if there's any more questions. All right, number one is on old business is fire rescue and fire prevention proposal. And the question is, was the FCC rollover proposal accepted? No. Right. Didn't that go through, it wasn't approved, right? Thank you.
It wasn't decided one way or the other, I guess.
Well, because the first thing says, if it is approved, accepted,
right.
And this could be viewed as a request for funding, but it's not. So where are we? Before I start with feedback from the group on fire rescue and fire prevention.
Old business number one. We are supportive of fire rescue and prevention. We're unsure about using money from the special road assessment fund. It seems there's so much work to do that perhaps the $5,000 worth of gravel would go quickly. And then there was a concern that we may get to the point that the roads are so bad that we will need to hire a company to maintain the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we voted no in that regard. No.
Go to Josh.
NWK is in favor. I mean, fire safety is a good idea.
We liked everything that he suggested, except that the money should be held in abeyance until an evaluation has been made of exactly what's needed and where. Which is what we've already decided, actually.
So, Fox?
Far East is mixed and given some more recent votes is a no. We are all in on road safety and emergency vehicle access. We do want Chief Carroll to work with us to see what more needs to be done. We feel that in a lot of cases, the remaining trees are small. Once identified, narrow places can be addressed on a case-by-case basis. The funding request should not be approved until we know actual costs. We also recall from the general membership meeting that Chief Carroll said he wanted to work with us and that the 13.6 clearance is not required in all cases. Our additional comment was if any funds left over from 2023 assessments should be rolled into the investment fund principal without conditions.
Shadow group is a yes on the plan and that the road inspection should proceed, but our group is a no on the funding until the financial portion is clarified.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
We are in favor.
I don't know, maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth or whatever, but I feel like our group said that we're in favor, but that we would prioritize rolling the extra money back into the projects that haven't been completed yet with the roads. And then we also, I mean, that's what the notes say. And then our discussion is also that we're just kind of worried about the 3,000 number. Like, we think that it should be different, maybe.
It was
said
to see admin number 5.
Please clarify the amount of funds available.
We want the special assessment road projects to be prioritized first.
That's what I said. Yeah, roll
not
back
the money.
Into the
back not the board. Funding. The actual project.
Whatever. I didn't want to be here.
Laura?
Hello. I already spoke in this regard regarding fire rescue. Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh boy.
We've completed it. What's the tally?
Well,
should have been paying attention.
Okay.
We were in favor.
The proposal is fine. It's the money.
But it says here if the rollover proposal was accepted, viewed this as a request for funding, but it wasn't. So this isn't a request for funding.
Right. So it's the plan and it's.
It's saying remaining road special assessment dollars should be put in investment fund and designated for fire safety, including tree removal as necessary. Well, forget tree removal. But so how many you voted for? We voted for it. Who else voted for it? Mm-hmm. Or not?
I think we did. Yes.
You did?
There's a question about the money.
Yeah. So we voted no.
Yes.
We're a no on the money.
No, we're not.
Yes, on the
and Daryl's a no on the money.
Okay, so
that's $4.
So can we pass it saying we have to have a budget?
Yeah, we'd like to know what kind of money we're talking about here.
Yeah.
They said yes to the project.
The remaining special assessment money is $5,000.
From the special assessment.
It's the money that's in the investment fund that never got spent.
Yeah.
All the rest of it.
Where are we at, folks? It seemed
well, according to her notes, Bari said no. Height said yes. Imaginary said yes. Shuttle said yes. Space Cadet said yes. Wild West said yes. NWK said yes for the project.
But the money.
But then the money.
Money.
Bari says a no because of the cost. Imaginary was iffy on the money. Shuttle. Is a no for the money because of the money.
Isn't the money a part of the
part? So should we say that we
well, I think it's helpful to clarify the feedback to the person who's proposing that the project is good and supported by 6 out of 7 of the groups, but that's a request
need
for
a
clarification.
Budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm envisioning this could be like tens of thousands of dollars.
So my note says for Wild West, supportive of fire and rescue prevention, not supportive of the money part, that we just wanted more information.
Yeah,
so just to be clear.
Do you have what you need, Rose?
We have a question.
I feel like if we could actually get the walking done on the road,
yes,
that it really wouldn't be a huge amount of money. Because they're not large trees, and it's long and winding that really needs it. Your road, I think.
My road?
Really, I have no idea.
But my road?
Yeah. I mean, that one.
My road is special.
That could be. Your road could be very
special.
Special until heading picture.
But long and winding, a few smaller trees that I think would need to be removed. Tear mouse seems like it's, you know. Not good.
Is this something we can decide here, or are we saying that we're going with a proposal, but that the money needs to be cleaned up somehow, clarified?
Yeah. Budget.
It seems like that should be
maybe that would be
interesting.
Regarding what Andrew was saying about the walkthrough, my group also approved, like, can't we just move forward to actually do the walkthrough and see what the money would be,
right.
And then so we don't have to be stagnant on this.
Right.
My group agrees with that.
Good.
You want to say what we've got?
I think we've got it. I think we understand. We could move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Often
Josh,
surprising
what feedback does your group have for old business number 2, the training proposal?
NWG is in favor.
Daryl?
Our group, let's see, we're in favor of a workshop format. For training on specific topics. We are not in favor of, I just wrote this, we're not in favor of preachers who stand up in front and just tell us everything. We want to work it out with the materials of the topic and discussion as a workshop. You know, we'd like to study and learn together in a collaborative or collegial fashion. So we want to get trained, but we don't want to be lectured to.
How are you then?
That's an interesting friend.
Bari?
Yeah.
So I'm next. Far East had the D
delightful experience of having Mo at our meeting. And she explained that this is being put together as a study group instead of training. In addition to Rob, Mo, Rose, and Josh will be working with town council to determine which areas of governance to focus on and how to approach it. And Far East approves.
Shuttle is a yes, and our group wants this to be called study groups instead of training or workshops.
Excellent. Heights is a yes, and we also want to know, this is something we didn't talk about last time, but I mean, Josh had the proposal that we have a community meeting in which we discuss what the community wants from town council and from our coordinator, and just in general talking about community governance. And we would like to see that happen, separate from this. We're in favor of the training, but you know, there, that was on the agenda, having a community meeting last time, and we just didn't address it because we had so much going on. Is that right, Josh?
Actually, I thought it was declined, but we can
really
revisit it.
Okay, well, I remember that.
Contact Billy about the chat, fireside chat?
Yes, fireside
chat. That sounds like that's the context for what you're talking about, no? Okay.
Well, I mean, it could be, but that's...
We're working toward a vision for the community is what we want from the fireside chats.
But they're all in the evening, right?
Well, so the working people can come.
Okay. Well, we're in favor of the training, of the study groups.
I guess we said yes, but we want to ensure that the sessions are dynamic. We want to review the list of experts to ensure that they are globally recognized.
Globally,
like a community wide.
Out of the universe.
Oh.
That's
it.
Wild West, yes. Jay.
Right,
see,
so.
Congrats. All right. Okay. Land management proposal.
One moment, please.
Sorry, Preston.
Yep. I just want to make a quick point. Judith and I have been working on refresh. We said we weren't going to do food. We are working on pizza. It looks like things are coming together for pizza for the multitudes. And the Paisanos pizza place with their
HOA
training. They're big things when you do a big pizza order like that. It comes with salad. So Rose was talking about doing salad. It looks like we're going to have salad for the people who can't eat cheese or things like that. So I think that's coming. That part of it is coming together.
Give them food and they will come. All right. Any other comments or questions? Ready to move on to the land proposal, old business number 3. Let's start this time with Daryl.
Yes.
Fox?
Yes, but not unanimous. One member says we should only be approved if it can be covered by investment fund interest, not principal. Two members say no, and the needed funds should be fundraised. But overall, we were a yes.
Yes.
We were a yes, and particularly because the funding is focusing on the area between, along Black Creek, between Peacock Pass and Katie's Way, and that's really needed.
I don't know if we did yes or no, but it says, should we use a larger group of people to eradicate the stuff at a quicker rate? Exactly. And then what is the market value of this work, and are there other groups that can review this to ensure that it is the best approach?
So that's like a yes or no?
We said no, I guess.
Why?
Wild West, I have a vote and 2 comments. The vote is that 2 abstained and the remaining 7 voted no. And the group said we are already spending more money than putting in, which may be that 908, which you can see back to me after the meeting. And approach is not,
the approach we're taking right now is not working or sustainable, and sort of a forever war situation here regarding
this. Josh, yeah.
NWK is in favor, however, we would like to see some kind of plan on when we will move from a restoration phase into a maintenance phase, because this kind of a project can just kind of continue into all perpetuity if we stay in restoration. So we are in favor, but we would like to see that switch over to maintenance at some point. What's the end game?
Comments from the...
Daryl.
I started with Daryl, I think.
Yep. Already heard from Daryl.
We started with Daryl.
Good.
So we just keep trying to switch that around so that nobody feels like they're the beginning or the end, I guess. Any comments from anyone else on this? So what are you thinking here?
We've got four, right? Five to two. Passes.
Okay.
This is old business.
Were there...
But why is it old business? Because it was pushed through, but it was never discussed, and feedback was never...
Well, that's the same from the fire rescue. The feedback was given from, was discussed in groups. It just wasn't discussed at town council.
But it wasn't discussed in all groups, I thought, because it wasn't on the agenda.
It was on the agenda. Wasn't late.
The proposal for land management?
No,
last,
yes.
Last month.
Last month.
Yeah.
Last month.
Yeah. It came,
first round.
Yes.
Yes, it was not late. And it was discussed.
I don't know.
We didn't discuss it in our group.
Yeah.
Well,
it seemed like it was.
It was in the old business center, but it said the clarification, it wasn't discussed. So, like, the idea of it going through groups one time, you collect feedback from the groups, you adjust your proposal to address the concerns from the groups, and then you submit your proposal for the second time. That didn't happen.
But just as much for this one as it did for fire rescue.
Right.
Those were treated exactly the same. So if you're going to say that this is new business, then so is fire rescue.
Yeah.
Neither one was discussed.
What we said last month was that anyone that had feedback needed to send it to Karen directly.
And she got feedback.
Yeah.
Just saying. Do you have a positive limber even without Imagineers?
It passes.
All right.
We're not positive.
All right. So. Forget them. Okay, new business. We're doing pretty good here. Probably.
What happened to the
past?
The past by majority.
New business, Dish Dolly. Rose.
Well, this could be a yay or a nay.
What's that?
Are all the groups in favor of this?
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Anybody opposed? Roll those dishes.
Well, we already had one sitting over there.
But your group voted yes?
My group said Davey already brought one. Okay. Bought one for $6.50.
Well, that is the same one.
That is the one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
They're just asking for reimbursement of the funds.
Yes, we
Rose is paying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. On to number two of new business. Changing process for reviewing and approving proposals. This is Daryl.
Okay. I got a lot of feedback from people who said, "What in the hell are you talking about?" No, they didn't say that.
She got a lot of feedback.
She said, "I got a lot of feedback with people telling me, what the hell are you talking about?"
No, they actually didn't say that. They said, "That's what we're already doing." I don't think that's what we're already doing. What I would propose is...
Okay, we'll go around and
get
and collect feedback. Do you want to
start
with Fox?
Okay. Far East appreciates Daryl's support for slowing down the proposal process and for getting more vehicles for feedback. Daryl, we don't see this as a change since there's no part of the policy that needs to be changed.
so far he's discussed this, saw a lot of good in it, but didn't see anything to decide.
Okay.
Okay, Shuttle Group, our group has no problem with the current proposal process and does not see a need to formalize more lines of communication, formalize them. Reps pass group feedback directly to proposal writers already. Strong positions can be asserted in the alternate current, and members can and should take the responsibility to contact proposal writers directly if they, you know, instead of grouching over the corner, go talk to the person who's making the proposal.
We were unclear whether you were suggesting that the proposal would go to town council the first time or only to groups. Would there be a vote on it the first time? That was unclear, but we did suggest that you put that everyone agree to put the author of a proposal's email address up at the top, which isn't always true now, that would be helpful to expedite people giving comments directly. And we said if we did revise the process, if your intention was that it not be voted on the first time, that it just be sent to groups, comments come back to the proposer, but not go to town council, that shouldn't apply to proposals that for actions that are needed immediately. And one person said, the proposal process is already laborious. We don't need any more red tape. If a person sees a proposal, they know they can weigh in with the author. If you're asleep at the wheel, that's your fault.
All right. I wish I had a more definitive answer, but our group just would really like to give their individual feedback, the ones that want to directly to Daryl.
Wild West, we didn't really make a decision. We did not see what to decide on, I guess, and that they felt like this was already happening. Based on what they read.
Josh?
NWK is totally in favor of doing these things because it's a good idea, but it is kind of like what we suggest now. So if we're not sure how it would change anything or what those impacts exactly would be. But those are great ideas.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Daryl.
My group suggested that the proposer always comes to town council so that if there are any questions, then they would be there to answer them and advocate for themselves. What I was proposing that would still come to town council for the first go around, and if it's unanimous, then that's fine. But if the proposer chooses to ask for individual feedback to make to make something better, then they would be able to publicly say, I would like to meet with anyone who has anything to add, especially people who disagree. And my aim here is to have more interpersonal communication, again, especially among people who don't agree on something, to see if they can change a little bit and work something out and understand and figure out how to improve the community as well as the proposal. And I wasn't thinking in terms of it's almost like an appendix to the proposal process, where if it's a project that's going to take a bunch of money and plans and constructions and all of that, this wouldn't really apply there. This would be for like medium-sized things. And the thing that comes to my mind is Rose's proposal to add a feminist flag. And I voted no because I didn't want to have the whole walls papered with multiple flags. If I had talked with Rose and understood that, well, you know, half of us are women And most of us women have been discriminated against, either in a big way or a little way, and definitely in some systemic ways. And we could have worked out something that said, let's put a feminist flag up, but let's cap it at that. And then maybe we would have three flags, but not a dozen. So that's, I don't know that that's a proposal to change the proposal or just a wish to have more communication around the proposals to change the way we do things.
Okay. Thank you, Daryl.
So,
any other comments on that?
There's nothing to prevent anybody that puts in a proposal that doesn't pass the first time from putting something in the AC at like a position paper. There is an opportunity.
I guess the language there of there's nothing to prevent is the opposite of my goal. My goal is to encourage interpersonal communication about things that are proposed that not everybody wants on the first go around.
Yeah, let me finish. I agree with that.
I'm sorry.
We have a problem right now in that a proposal comes before town council and a number of people have input on that that might be worthwhile for everybody to hear and reconsider based on this or based on that, but our minutes don't reflect that kind of a conversation at this point. And we don't actually have a mechanism for feeding back to groups a different perspective than what people might have had before they went into the meeting. And I think, I'm not suggesting we do anything right now, but I understand Daryl's point, is that there's a lack of communication going on right now. And people don't hear dissenting or supporting opinions on a proposal that didn't pass unanimously.
Are there other comments?
Thank you, Fox.
Fox?
I think I thought it was Fox. I can't really see you.
Where are we at with the
number three?
Where we want to go with this?
I think what I'm going to do is talk to some of the people in Shuttle who've been working on the fireside and on the emails and see if I can grab a few people and make some cookies and we can sit around and see if there's something we can put in the existing proposal that would encourage. Like after this meeting, I could, or after a proposal is voted no, maybe the sponsor could say, I'm going to make some cookies on Saturday afternoon, and I would love it if anyone would come over and let's talk about it and see if we can make this better.
Okay.
Number three, ready for number three, last of the
Fox.
New business, adopting the Florida, Florida Sierra Club Sustainable Events Policy. So it starts with.
Sheldon said that the CC already encourages sustainability. Event holders are encouraged to use our own reusable items rather than bringing in their own paper products and such. An additional comment in quotes per Sierra Club recommendation end quote could be added to the paperwork that already encourages this sustainable use.
this puts, and that this asking of this puts a burden on the CC committee. Therefore, it would be better for this sort of proposal to be routed first to the committee, the community center committee, for them to address rather than to go first to the membership at large and then for the for it to be bounced back to the community center committee.
Because Ann is in our group and mm-hmm. we had that same feeling and she confirmed that he did do that.
He did take it to them first?
Mm-hmm. He did. If that helps.
Yeah.
You can share that with your group. I mean, he brought it to Ann. He brought it to Ann.
Okay, so our group was not opposed to the idea, but similarly thought that this particular list is not really mm-hmm. applicable. It needs to be integrated with our mm-hmm. own policies because we wondered if anybody read this list before. Some people said that. They were like, there's a bunch of stuff on here that doesn't apply to us at all. But so they were a no.
Anthony. We celebrate our community's values in sustainable thinking and that that many items on this list are already happening. While some of the list is not applicable to our community rentals, we recommend that Anne, which is on our group, so she heard this and was on board, add a sustainable event recommendations clause to the online rental agreement form. This clause would be a condensed version of the list that we are talking about.
She read that paragraph.
Yeah, she was totally on board, and it seems like something that they are ready to do.
Laura?
So it's not extra work.
Wild West, we wanted to delay this for coming here. We ran out of time before we had an opportunity to discuss this matter, and we're hoping that we can revisit the proposal in the future Wild West meeting. Also, recalling our discussion, yes, some of these things were also said, like, does it have to be mandatory? Can it just be a clause and it's voluntary? Should we reduce the list? Check.
He said it was optional.
Well, that was
Josh. No optional.
Yeah, it's a great idea to reduce waste, a lot like my brothers and sisters already said, but making this a kind of formal sort of requirement is probably not necessarily for us. It doesn't seem to align with MLC values perfectly. We should do some version of it on our own, if any. So we are opposed.
Yeah. We were basically in favor, but we did raise an issue, which is that our compost is confusing to people and maybe not as well managed as it might be. And so possibly, I'm not sure who's going to, but we could make an effort to make our own composting more efficient, more obvious, happen more quickly. I'm not sure what, but improve our own composting. And I checked and to see if I could find a commercial composting facility in Tallahassee where we could take our paper plates that are left over, you know, our supposedly compostable paper plates don't really compost in our home compost piles. But there's not a commercial facility in Tallahassee, so that's too bad. So basically, we were in favor of the idea of having sustainable events.
Thank you, dear.
Well, yeah.
Far East votes no. This is a great list. MLC already does just about everything on it. Having MLC adopt the list is unlikely to make meat eaters go vegetarian. And MLC has events that include delicious meats. Far East votes to continue doing it the MLC way. We appreciate Cliff for serving the greater community via the Sierra Club and wish him well.
That is good.
I love it.
That's an app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So,
concerns.
We've got other comments on the outside edges here.
It's concrete concerns. Yeah.
Okay.
It's any comments on the announcement.
No.
No.
Nobody has. No, that's good. We're right on to the group concerns.
Lucia.
And.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to start.
Do you have any group concerns?
I have a speech that I'm supposed to
do. Can you just send it?
No. Everybody needs to hear this. Okay, the first thing was we need a shorter town council agenda. More autonomy for committees and town council. We load up the agenda and have to deal with uninformed comments from the peanut gallery, which waste everyone's time. That was one person's comment, only one. But everybody said we need a shorter agenda. Then they said, but we have lost trust in our leaders. Old grudges and demons have reemerged. People have concern about people jumping groups. They don't want to work things out with their neighbors. Instead, they go to another group. Like the wider world, we don't want to deal with thoughts different from our own. So instead, we change the channel. We go to another station. We need to listen to each other more. This community began with and has been based on face-to-face discussions. Fire circle. Members should vote where they are located. Some issues are similar due to location. Big question is, how can we encourage participation? We need to have more community meetings face-to-face. Also, there was a comment that, I don't know where this, we have one person, who wrote in afterwards and said, the detail and sheer volume of our governing documents is overwhelming and frankly quite boring. It discourages participation when these issues are brought up continually. A small group of people should deal with this. People want to feel like they are contributing to something important, something they can relate to. So if we could unclutter our agenda, we could bring it down to something that people would come to group meetings to discuss.
One person's clutter is another person's.
Well, they're like the community center should decide the dolly rather than everybody in the community.
Okay. Anthony?
Oh. Okay, so since the MLC coordinator email account is sending out calendar of events, we request the announcements not be included in the agenda, especially repeating the announcements. The agenda is way too long. 30 pages of content is overwhelming. Thank
yep.
you.
Regarding just what Lucia said very briefly, like delegating decisions, I think is a good idea, but it does require a certain level of trust, which you're not exhibiting currently in the community. And so perhaps a fireside chat and that sort of person-to-person thing. So liberal on the same page as that. Also, direct all my email to wildwestrep@gmail.com, not my personal email. There should be no expectation of privacy, as all members of Wild West can view all communications, and the content can be subject to subpoena. Additionally, email related to CTC that is sent to my personal email will be forwarded to the WW email such that it can be viewed as aforementioned. Okay.
We have different problems over there.
Daryl. Daryl.
Unrelated.
It seems like he's shaking her head, but I can't hear her.
I'm trying to unmute.
Oh, you're on mute.
I already said that what we want is to see the group concerns included at the end of the meeting so that people know what they are.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch that.
They already shared the group concerns.
So, Barney said, had two. Angie has pointed out there's a noise somewhere up here.
Oh, yeah, the alarm. It's been going on for years.
Is that the alarm?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because of all the time. It's up there. I'm up here late at night, and I hear it all the time.
Dude, yeah. We had a bet going.
Yeah. I said it was something that we set off. Yeah. And it's up in that area. We can't figure out why it's there, but it's been going off forever.
It's there because the old folks can't hear it.
Well, we were going to ask that it be investigated. And
okay, sure.
You know what it is.
I don't.
And, you know.
Yes, it sucks. Yeah.
They just used to cut a hole in there.
I know where the approximate location is. Yeah.
You want to volunteer to dig in deeper into that?
Sure, I'll ask some people.
Thanks, Anthony. Mm-hmm. And the other one we've already talked about, and Mo said she will do a proposed policy change for the arrears assessment rate.
None. Good job.
I know we don't want any more time, like, because this is our meeting, we want to be done with it, but I feel like appreciations should be up front on every one of our agendas. It should always be the first item. You can ignore it if you want, but it should be up front on all of our agendas.
That's fine.
I appreciate you.
Appreciation. It shouldn't be an attachment to this page that you're never going to look at.
They have to be here.
Our group discussed it at our meeting, and everybody said no.
I wasn't there at the meeting to really make my point, and I think that you guys are all wrong.
I
wanted to end it with the drop the mic.
just to note that the next meeting on the agenda is looks like it says March 21st, but the fourth Thursday is the 28th. So that's incorrect on your agendas.
We're doing fourth and third.
Today is the fourth Thursday.
It looks like it's weird the way March is because
it starts on Friday.
So it was understandable and understandable also. As the last thing that Mo put on this extremely long agenda, please give a really huge appreciation. I think if anybody was wondering what the facilitator was doing with all her time. Agenda was a big chunk of it, I would have to say.
And we're going to do three more before we get a new course.
Okay. Well, we're on a roll, though. I think good things are happening.
Can we also clarify the start time is 6:30?
6:30.
I don't know what it said. Well, one person requested it, and we moved back to 16, but then that person is no longer serving.
On 10,000.
That's why I asked.
It's Kelly.
Yeah.
One more thing, too, is that nobody told anybody to send out the Zoom. I mean,
someone sent it out.
So you reminded me of that.
I will volunteer
to send the Zoom link next month.
Nobody asked anybody, so all of a sudden Tina was like, where is the Zoom? And
that was because Daryl asked.
Okay, yeah. So did we get an answer?
6:30.
3:28. Seeing this drop, are there any other drops that people are noticing?
Mic drops?
Well,
yeah. No, we had one that.
Only on
everybody knows that. Good job.
Well, bravo for y'all. I mean, really. Bravo to the guys.
And if you don't want it long, don't say anything. I have no power to veto her. I tried to veto a couple.
Two and a
half hours, not quite.
Yeah,
I've
sent out.
I've never read an ECM in my life.
That's fine. We're going to be doing it for a couple more months, it seems.
Recording stopped.
$8 might ameliorate concerns. Do you have like a brief explanation?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Thank you, man. Yeah, you're doing great.
These are 40
not easy.